Today, this Sunday, we begin the season of Advent. It is the first day of the new church year. And the new church year, if you're not familiar with this, I always try to explain it because we have so many different people with different levels in any given congregation. The Catholic Church does not run on the calendar year. Our new year is not January 1st. The Catholic Church runs on what's called the liturgical year. And the liturgical year starts the first Sunday of Advent and goes on for four Sundays until Christmas. Today is the first day of the church year. It is the first Sunday of Advent. The word Advent means he is coming. He is coming. If you know a little bit of Spanish, you know that the word ven means come. Advent is he is coming, or he is to come. And so what the church is doing at the very beginning of the season of Advent is we are preparing for the second coming of Jesus. Now, it might be a little confusing because you might say, well, wait a minute, I thought we were preparing for Christmas. Yes, but we are preparing for Christmas as part of waiting for the second coming of Jesus. I'll explain a little bit further. Advent, then, is four Sundays prior to Christmas. If you take Christmas Day, find out when Christmas Day is, and then count backwards, four, you get the first Sunday of Advent. Now, this year, it's a little bit strange because the fourth Sunday of Advent is Christmas Eve, is December the 24th, but it still counts as the fourth Sunday. And so technically we're only going to have three full weeks, but four Sundays. On the fourth Sunday of Advent, you get to do something that you hardly ever get to do, and that is you get to come to Mass possibly twice on the same day. And not only that, you're supposed to. Why? Because if you come either Saturday night or at the 9, at the 11, and at the 1:15 in Spanish, you will be coming to Mass for Sunday. But if you come to the 5, which I haven't told you guys, but you don't have to be here for that. No, you don't. Because starting at 5 o'clock, we start the celebration of Christmas. And so literally, if you come to the 11 o'clock Mass, you're going to Sunday Mass. And if you come to the 5 o'clock Mass, you're going to Christmas Eve Mass. It's a totally different, and we will have the midnight Mass also. So, and the 5 o'clock Mass, by the way, and this is just for the choir's understanding, is the 5 o'clock Mass is traditionally done on Christmas Eve by the 9 a.m. choir. And so they will be doing that. Okay. So that's what's happening this year. So but what is Advent? The four Sundays. And why do we do Advent? And what's the whole thing about? For example, why do I have purple? If you notice, the Catholic Church has different colors. And we do different colors specifically because color means something. We do it all the time. For example, what would you think of a bride who wears a yellow dress for her wedding? It's not done. It would shock you. The white dress is customary, okay? And by the way, it does not signify virginity. That's something that people think, you know, because you hear people periodically going, ooh, man, she shouldn't be wearing white, okay, or stuff like that. It does not signify virginity. White signifies baptism. It's the reason why I have under here, I have this white thing. And the altar servers are wearing white. Technically, every single one of you should be wearing white. We don't require it because it's not practical. Because ultimately, you should be wearing a garment that signifies your baptism. And your baptism is the color white signifies that you are a new person. You have been baptized, and the white garment, the prayer says you express your dignity. The dignity of a baptized person is expressed in the white garment. And every time you come to Mass, technically, you should be wearing it. So if you ever want to, you can. You can buy yourself one of these. They're called an alb, A-L-B, and you can wear it to Mass. You'll look a little strange, but you can wear it. Okay? So, now what's all Advent all about? Well, the Catholic Church believes that we should celebrate, and please understand, we as Catholics, we invented, if you look at all the different holy days throughout the year, we invented most of them. Most of them are ours. When you think about Christmas and you think about even New Year's Day, that was started by the Romans and at the same time it was tinkered by the Pope. Easter, Good Friday, Holy Week, Halloween. Halloween is the night before. Excuse me, my allergies. It's the night before All Saints Day. And we can go on like that. They're religious holidays. Okay? Now, the question is, what is the purpose of Advent? The Catholic Church wants you to celebrate. We want you to have a great time and to celebrate joyfully on Christmas Day. But what the Catholic Church does not want you to do is to celebrate superficially. There's a difference in celebrating with purpose and celebrating superficially. So what is it that we're celebrating on Christmas? On Christmas, we are recalling the fact that God became human. And he became human to help us, to liberate us from death, and to liberate us from, ultimately, unhappiness. Because if you think about life, I've often, whenever I talk on philosophy, I've often talked about life being a tease. Have you ever thought about that? Each one of us inside, we all have this desire for perfect love, for perfect beauty, for perfect truth, for perfect understanding, and to feel perfectly at home. Every one of us wants that. And at any time you don't get perfect love or perfect beauty or perfect justice, we feel it. You feel people saying, that's unfair. There's something inside of you that says no. And you're born with a desire. You're born with a desire for the whole shebang. That's what you're born with. You're born with the desire to be perfectly happy. You're born with a desire to feel perfectly at home. And every time you see beauty, you're born with a desire for perfect beauty and perfect truth. But here's the problem. Nobody ever achieves it. Nobody ever does. And so we are born and you got all these desires, and what happens? You get to the end of your life and you go, what was that all about? So why did I have all those desires? And the ultimate reason is that God made you, and all those things, ultimate truth, ultimate beauty, ultimate justice, ultimate home, all ultimate love, are only found in God Himself. And to the degree that we're separated from God, we still have the desire, but the problem is we have no way to reconnect it to the one who gave us that desire, because we cannot reach God. God has to reach us. And that's what we celebrate on Christmas, that God literally said, I am not going to let you all live an unfulfilled life. I am coming to reconnect myself to you. That's why if you would ever ask Jesus, why did you come? Jesus said it in the New Testament. He said, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full. Now, think about that. What if somebody says, I have come that you may have life and have it to the full? What's the implication? That you don't have it to the full. That you have it to the half. That you have a tease. That you have a desire, but the desire, there's nowhere to fulfill it. And that's what we are celebrating on that day, is the beginning of our rescue. And the rescue, we call it salvation. I hardly ever use that word anymore because people don't have an idea of, when you say to people, are you saved? People have no sense of what that means. The rescue, you are going to be, we are being rescued from living a life that is incomplete. When you die saying, what was that all about? Because I don't feel full. That's what we're celebrating. So what Jesus is saying, what the church is saying is, look, when we're going to celebrate Christmas, we want you to celebrate it. Go ahead. Buy the presents. Decorate the homes. But don't celebrate superficially. Don't celebrate that which, you know, it's like, have you ever had a Christmas when the whole thing is over and you go, geez, am I glad that's over? That's a superficial Christmas. That's a symptom that you were doing everything, but you forgot the central thing. Remember when Martha and Mary, Martha's all worried about cooking and everything, and she goes up to Jesus and says, Lord, because Mary is sitting at Jesus' feet, and Martha says, aren't you going to tell her to help me? And you would expect that Jesus would have gone, yes, Mary, now, go to confession and go and help your sister. What does Jesus say? Martha, you are anxious and concerned about many things. Only one is necessary. Mary has chosen the better part, and she shall not be deprived of it. What's that mean in relationship with Christmas? You can do every Christmassy thing that you want to do, and you're still going to feel tired, and you're going to feel like you're glad it's over, unless you go to the heart of what this is all about. And what the Catholic Church is saying to us is, we want you to celebrate. We just don't want you to celebrate superficially. And so Advent is a 4-Sunday period in which we are asked to remember what this whole thing is about, to not allow your Christmas to be galleriaized. I just made up that word. Okay? Galleriaized. You are not supposed to have a superficial Christmas. So during these 4 Sundays, what you're going to hear is all about the coming of Jesus. Now, Advent is divided into two. It's divided, the first 2 weeks of Advent are remembering that all of us are waiting, as the Creed says, for the coming of our Savior, that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead. And so the gospel today, that's why you hear, watch, don't fall asleep, stay tuned. Because the meaning, the first 2 weeks of Advent is, we are waiting for the final coming of the Lord. And what the church wants us to do is to get used to living, as the Mass will say, we live in joyful hope for the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. That's our life. And so in order to remember that he will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, we also remember Israel as they waited for the birth of the Messiah that was fulfilled on Christmas. And so what we are celebrating is the two Advents. The Advent of the coming of Christ in his birth and the Advent of his coming at the end of time. And so the four Sunday period is all about that. And so the final few things. Why purple? In the Catholic Church, the different colors mean different things. White is always a color of rejoicing. It's either that or gold. Either one is the color of rejoicing. Green is the color of what's called ordinary time. It's just we live in the joyful hope, regular time. Green, the color of nature. Red is only used very infrequently. Red is used mostly, for example, on Good Friday to remind ourselves of the blood that was shed by Jesus, or on Pentecost to remind ourselves of the fire of the Holy Spirit. Purple, what I'm wearing today, is a color that is used to remind ourselves to reflect. Think about this. The color that you wear says a lot about the mood that you're supposed to be establishing. Okay? You don't go, for example, to a funeral wearing a bright flowery dress. You don't do that. And the reason is that a funeral is the ultimate of all seriousness. Okay? And for example, when you go to court, the judge doesn't go to court saying, I wonder what color I should wear today in court. Why? Because the color black is the color of the ultimate seriousness. And if you don't behave seriously in court, that's communicating through the black, then they charge you with what's called contempt of court, which basically mean you're not behaving to the degree of seriousness that this demands. So the color purple. The color purple is a very deep color, and it's a color that says it's important for you to reflect. The color purple has a depth to it. And so we use it for Advent, which is four Sundays before Christmas, and Lent, which is 6 weeks before Easter. And that's when we do. Now, what you might notice, for example, in back of me is the four banners. And you notice that three of them are purple and one of them is pink, or what's called in liturgical color, rose. Okay? So why the purple and the pink? And you notice the candles, there's three purple and one pink. Okay? And why? The reason is that they stand for the four Sundays of Lent. This is the first Sunday. The second Sunday is the second banner. The third Sunday, this one, is rose-colored. And why? It's always rose-colored because in the middle of the season, the church picks the middle Sunday to remind us that we're almost to the Rejoice Sunday, which is Christmas or Easter. And so we use the term rose. Why rose? What do you get if you mix the color purple with the color white? You get pink. And that's to remind us that we're almost there to celebrate. It's called Rejoice Sunday. And that will be the third Sunday of Advent. Finally, and I'll close with this. The last couple of years, I have come to an interesting understanding on the whole thing of, should we say Happy Holidays, or shall we say Merry Christmas? And I've come to the decision that we should probably use neither of them. We should not use either of them. The one that is lowest, which I encourage you, please, not to use at all, is holidays. Okay? I've come to spell holidays as H-O-L-L-Y, and then another word, D-A-Z-E. It's you're dazed by holly. Okay? So, Merry Christmas, it's okay. It's fine if you want to use it. A lot of people use it. But here's what I encourage you to do. I encourage you to start you saying Happy Holy Days. Now think about it. Happy Holy Days. The moment you say that, not only is it inclusive, but when you say the word holy and not holly, you're reminding people that this is about God. This is not about having a party. Happy Holy Days tells people that we are in days that are sacred, days that are in preparation for a religious holiday. Actually, I just said it, a religious holy day. Okay? We're too used to saying it. So think about using that. Instead of Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays, Happy Holy Days. And I think you're going to introduce a lot of people to a bit of reflection on what the meaning, because take my word for it, they will notice when you say Happy Holy Days. They will notice and it will make people think. So, welcome to Advent. We begin the four Sundays of waiting for the coming of the Lord.